now on RSN 927, The Track Walker.
Willie Hernan's been out at Donald this morning, walking the track on the, for the 10 race program. How are you, Willie? Okay, there seems to be a bit of an issue there with Willie's line. We've got him back again. How are you, Willie?
Yeah, great. Now to yourself.
Yeah, very good. What did you think of the track, seeing we've got 10 races over it today at Donald?
Donald, today their track is rated a soft 6 at the moment. The rail's at the 2 metres, penetrometer 5.99. This track walk with a nice even cover of grass and genuine give underfoot. They received a little bit of rain overnight, but nothing in the in the gauges there. They did race here over a month ago. The trackers have covered extremely well. But with it being in that soft range, this track will cut out today. In the straight, it walks with some very minor marking across, but does walk even. And with the 10 races cutting it out, they will use a fair bit of it, but the inside does walk as good as anywhere early. And they're expecting a top of 15 degrees at Donald today.
Wonderful, Willie. Thank you for that. Willie Hernan and his report on the track for racing at Donald. Warren Huntley joins us to preview the 10 races. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. Barnes, welcome back.
Thank you kindly. What do you make of this program today?
Oh, I think it's quite competitive. I think there's a couple of races that we can tend to play in, and we'll get to race three. Connections have been patient. I'm looking forward to discussing a horse in the third race that has obviously had an interesting past.
All right, well, we kick things off race one with a three-year-old maiden. This is to be run over 1350. Now, scratchings are runners 1, 9, 13, 14 and the 15. The Tabs Fixed Odds Market's got number 3, Day on the Drink at $8, down to Scarface Romeo at $2.90, 6 for Bossy Rose, Emily I Am is at $6.50 and Shock Shock at $4.
There you go with Bossy Rose here, Nance. Darren Weir with a strong hand right throughout the meeting. No surprise there. Thought Bossy Rose had jumped out well going into her first up run and ran well. And I think maybe just condition gave out the last 1,500 metres or so. That's the same race that the stablemate Scarface Romeo comes through. He's been a bit of an eye-catcher at his two runs today. No early speed, but really strong to the line. A nice progression for him. 8, Emily I Am, comes through a strong form race at Metropolitan level last start. Gets the blinkers on from an inside draw with Linda Meach. That's a positive. And Shock Shock will be suited, getting up a little bit in distance from that first run back. 7, 5, 8 and 12.
So 7, 5, 8, 12 in the first. The second race is a fillies and mares maiden over the 1,200. Takeout runners 8, 12, 14 and also number 16. We've got number 2, Isla's Dream at $8 a first starter, down to $8.50 for Kasimba. 360 favourite for Golden Physician. Then you're looking at Lamami Choice at $8, $8.50 for Paris Showgirl. Pomposity is at $4.40 and a bit strategic at $6.50.
Get me out with Pomposity on debut for the Kieran Maher stable. I thought, although the jump outs haven't been that fast, there's been a bit to like about the way she's gone about her business. I'm going to go with 11 ahead of 1, Footfoot, who'll be suited over further, but on the fresh side here, will be very strong to the line and is arguably touch unlucky to still be in maiden grade. 13, a bit strategic, had trialled better than what we saw on debut, just didn't get the racing manners right there, will be better for that first day out. And 6, Golden Physician. Debut run was good and then had legitimate excuses after being vetted at the start, covering ground, second go. 11, 1, 13 and 6.
11 from 1, 13, 6. The third race is a maiden over 1,000 metres. Takeout runners 6, 7, 8 and also the 9. We've got number 2, Racy Raff at $4.40, down to the 10. Golden Halo, who is a first starter at $2.90, looking at $8.50 for Hard to Come By. And then you're down to $9 for Power of Mandala. And down the bottom, Mount Archer given some hope there at $8.
Don't know a lot about the first starters, Nance. A jump out of Golden Halo from the Weir stable was a few months ago now and wasn't really tested, but looked to go okay back in the field and really had plenty in reserve. But one of the more interesting runners of the day is number 1, Vaser BDL Mac, who's going to be 10 in 2 days' time on debut here. So a 9-year-old on debut, I've seen no trials or jump outs. So Connections have been patient in getting him to the races. There must be a story there, but I think he'd probably benefit from the day out. I'm going to go with 13, Power of Mandala. I thought was good on debut. Crossover noseband goes on here, and I think probably just comes back a little bit more under the rider. The trial going into the debut run was good. 13 ahead of 4. All Spur, who's hard and fit. It's a nice run from the draw and comes through a good form race last start. Racy Raff comes through a good form race. It was a while ago now, back in December last year. But ran second to Streets of Avalon on debut, and Streets of Avalon's been regularly competitive in good races at metropolitan level. And 10 Golden Halo from that trial from the Weir Stable that was some 6 months or so ago now, moved okay but wasn't tested. I couldn't have it as short as I've got in the market, but she's had time to improve since then. 13, 4, 2 and 10.
13 from 4, 2, 10, race 3. Race number 4, this event sees numbers 13, 14, 15 and 16 come out. Now we've got the likes of the 5, Deal Breaker, who is at $1.80, $6.50 for Legion Fighter, and Pressure is at $4.80. So three key chances in the next.
And I think that's probably pretty right, Nard. I'd add one other to the mix there in Condova Hall, having the first run for the Darren Weir Stable. But I'm going to go with 10, Deal Breaker. Short enough in the market now, but a lot of that support's come this morning, Nards, but ran well in a good race on debut and will be better for the experience. Gee, I liked a recent jump out of Condova Hall. He'll be fitter, I would think, with a recent run under the belt. Had a change of stables. The jump out was good. 12, Pressure, was back near the inside and sort of had the momentum halted on debut. A clearer galloping room here, you would expect, from a wide barrier draw, but going to need some luck to slot in. And Legion Fighter had excuses in the same race that the favourite comes through, Deal Breaker, and gets the blinkers on. 10, 2, 12, 11.
So 10 from 2, 12 and 11. Looking at race 5 over the 16, 20, take out runners 4, 9, 10, also runners 15 and 16. Number 2, Duke Dictators at 3.10. 2.60 for Kiwi Showgirl, who's had the three runs back. 9 there for Minamosa. Then you're down to a first starter there for you, who was at $4.60.
Let me go with Duke Dictador. Nards, I was batting up for him last start, and no real excuses. He was just beaten by a better horse in Cape Richards, but he's hard and fit now. 2 for me, ahead of 7, Minamosa, who I think's looking for this trip. 6, Kiwi Showgirl. I think she's in the mix with the three runs under the belt. This preparation, as you said, should be getting close to her peak now. And 12 there for you. What I've seen at the jump outs, kicking off at 1,600 metres, looks suitable. 2, 7, 6 and 12.
So we go 2 from 7, 6, 12. Race number 6, and this is over 1,620. Runners 3, 14, 15 and the 16 are withdrawn. The ones in commission are 4, Duke of Nottingham at $6, 7.50 Honolulu Lass. Favourite is Interchange Emily at $2.20.
I'm happy with around about even money for Interchange Emily. Nards are a little bit better, as you quoted there. She was big odds last start in town, but that was fillies and mares benchmark 70 level. She was really strong to the line behind Alaskan Sun. She was up from 14 to 1,600 metres on that occasion, and she gets back to 58 grade here with the good rider in Ben Allen aboard and a favourable barrier draw. I think it's just a lovely option, almost an ideal race for number 10, Interchange Emily. Ahead of 7, Honolulu Lass, who's building to a victory from that barrier draw. She's going to get back and need a little bit of luck to get through the field, but that's her usual racing style. 4, Duke of Nottingham, was good winning last start. Another one who just might need a little bit of luck from the wider draw. And 5, Fuse, just got shut out of everything early in the straight last start and probably didn't get a chance to run on his merits. Could be fitter with that run under the belt. Keen on 10, ahead of 7, 4 and 5.
So 10 from 7, 4 and 5. We're up to the quaddie legs now. Race 7 being the first of those of 58 over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are runners 3, 8, 12 and also the 15. Number 2, Simeone's at 9. $5 for Flying Batcher. 2.60 for Guess Again, who's first up, and then you're looking at She Keeps No Secret, 4.40, and Longer Odds, the others.
Yeah, pretty wide in this leg of the quaddie, Nards. I think there's about 5 horses that you'd probably need to have on your side. No more so than She Keeps No Secret, who gets a nice run from the draw and the benefit of a claim, and he's running well, particularly kept to these shorter courses. Now 9 ahead of 6, Guess Again, who was good on debut, and then there was merit in both the other runs. She's resuming here. I haven't seen a jump out or trial, but she has shown good talent. 2, Simeone, had trialled well going into his first run as a gelding and copped severe interference in the straight. He might be looking for further, but I think he's come back well. And 7, Sierra Dora, another one who's really racing well and not badly treated with the claim. The other one I'll be including is number 5, Flying Batcher, first up. 9, 6, 2, 7.
So 9 from 6, 2 and 7. And then we go to the 8th, which is over 13.50. Takeout runners 3, 14, 15 and the 16. Now number 2, Courting Verities at 5. 6.50 for Dash of Pash. 4.80 for Don't Take No. Then you're looking at Belzar at 4 and Leela's Star is at $9.50.
I think Belzar's the key runner now. She probably needs to get another win on the board, but her run last start behind Seductive Miss was solid. at Sandown. Seductive Miss has gone on to run well again in stronger races on a couple of occasions. So I think that's the right form line, particularly getting back to the 58 grade here for number 11, Balzar, ahead of 5. Dash of Pash, who had excuses last start. All the previous runs were very good. And for this grade of race, well drawn. She's certainly a must include. 8, Don't Take No, be fitter for one run. Back from a spell. She didn't have a lot of luck in a race at Sandown going back only 3 or so starts ago, so she's well up to this grade. And one, Mr. Liberty, I don't know if it's now or today, but he's going to improve sometime soon, this prep, and he's likely to do so at odds. I want to keep him on my side. 11, 5, 8, and 1.
11 from 5, 8, and 1. We go to race 9, 13, 50. Take out runners 5, 14, 15, and 16. Number 2, on top of the world, is at 7, 50. 9, 4, Lady Cromack. 280, you would think, 750 for Anna Nicole Snitz, 9 there for Celebrilum, and then you're down to Zell Signore at $4.
Going to go with 8, you would think, Nards. Kept on the fresh side since the run behind Night Falls, who then went to Gawler and won subsequently, and then ran over here at Saturday grade and might have come to the end of the preparation. But I think that's a good form line for number 8, you would think, who does run well when kept on the fresh side. 12, Zell Signore. There's been merit in both the runs back this preparation. Probably settles off the speed from that wide barrier draw, but by this time of the day, they might be making ground down the middle to outside of the track, as Willie Hernan outlined. 11, Cerebellum, looks to have come back well. The obvious step up in grade from that maiden victory, but there was plenty of merit in that first up win. And 10, Anna Nicole Snitz. Probably ride the speed. If you're able to do that and still give a kick at this time of the day, she might be in the mix. 8, 12, 11 primarily for me, ahead of 10.
8 from 12, 11, and then out to 10 in race 9. And then we have a look at the last race, race 10, over the 1,200. Take out runners 5, 6, 8, 11, and also 12. Number 1, Brian's at 9, 220 for Don't Blush Baby, 8 for Do Sumpets, and then you're down to 9.50 Manhattan Spirit, $7 for Miss Coolangatta, and More Wanted's at $9.50.
I can have something each way on Miss Coolangatta here now. So I think maybe the track at Bendigo last start was just a bit heavier than she likes, and she's had a few weeks to get over that. Her previous runs were terrific. She's got a good finish on her, which should be suited by this stage of the day. 13 out of 2, but Don't Blush Baby, who's resuming first run for Henry Dwyer. Certainly had a good grounding to get back to the races with a number of jump outs. Hasn't really been tested, but the race day form's good. 7, Manhattan Spirit's been going well and holding her form deep into a preparation. I put 15 More Wanted, who I thought was held up at a crucial stage last start. Probably should have finished a fraction closer as next best. 13, 2, 7 and 15.
So 13, 2, 7 and 15 in the final event. And what about a best roughie quaddie and player of the day?
Race 6, number 10, Interchange Emily, the best for me, Nards. And wait for the last for the value. Race 10, number 13, Miss Coolangatta. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 5, 6, 7 and 9. Second leg 1, 5, 8 and 11. Numbers 8, 11 and 12 in the third leg. And home with numbers 2, 7, 13 and 15. And I'm going to play race 5 as my player of the day race with Quinella's Exactas and Trifectas and working around numbers 2, 6 and 7.
Sounds great, Warren. We'll talk again tomorrow. Good luck today.
Thanks, Nard.